Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. Thank you for coming back to hear the things that the Lord has been showing me. And I do have a very serious and sobering warning that I was given while sleeping on the 14th of April, 2024. I had a dream vision. And in this dream vision, I saw a very large map of the United States. I did not see the state lines, only the outline of the country. And then I saw this red, large target bullseye that was pulsating over the New Madrid Fault. And it was just kind of going on and off. It was pulsating. And then my attention was drawn to the right side of me where the East Coast was. And I saw up and down the whole East Coast the same thing. I saw red target bullseyes, except for they were much, much smaller. They were at least half the size of the one I saw in the New Madrid Fault. And I'd say there were about 6 to 8 of them. And they were also pulsating. And that was the end of this dream vision that I received. Now, the Lord did not show me anything else specifically concerning this, this dream vision. However, I do believe that this is a warning for either earthquakes that are going to happen, or a large earthquake at the New Madrid Fault, or it might be some kind of attack or missiles or war that is coming or going to be set off, possibly in some, if not all, these locations. Now, for over 10 years, the Lord has been showing me reoccurring themes that are warnings of what would be coming if people did not repent and turn back to the Lord. And unfortunately, instead of seeing revivals across America, there instead has been an increase of wickedness, darkness, and evil. And also in the churches in America, they have become more and more lukewarm, they've become more worldly, powerless, and continue to practice false doctrines and teachings. So this is what the Lord has been showing me, that if there isn't this repentance, that certain things would be coming. And these are the reoccurring themes that I have gotten over the last 10 years. They are water and food shortages, economics collapse. I've seen war and missiles on American soil. I've seen civil war, earthquakes, major storms and weather disturbances, plagues and pestilences, power outages, and even a pole shift. Now, the Lord is going to allow these things to come just because the warnings are going to be turning into judgments. And these judgments are a call, a wake-up call for people to turn back to God. You know, it says in the Bible that with judgments comes righteousness for some people. So sometimes the Lord has to use these judgments to wake up the people. And I also believe he gives these warnings to us to be praying for, number one, the Lord's perfect will to be done, but also to be praying that these attacks would be stopped or hindered, thwarted, or blocked in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So these shakings that the Lord will be allowing, what I'm praying for is I'm praying that they would be minimized, and that many people, once we see these shakings starting to occur, that there would be great repentance in the land, and therefore some of these would be minimized if not stopped altogether. So please pray with me, brothers and sisters, and pray for God's mercy, and pray for his grace, and pray for his help in our time of need.